This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline, Marshall Islands nuclear disarmament cases to be heard by International Court of Justice. On Monday, March 7th, the International Court of Justice, ICJ, will begin hearings in The Hague on the preliminary objections raised by the United Kingdom, UK, India, and Pakistan in the nuclear disarmament cases brought by the Republic of the Marshall Islands, RMI. The court will determine whether any legal obstacles prevent the cases from going forward to consideration of the merits. On April 24, 2014, the RMI filed the unprecedented lawsuits before the ICJ. They aim to hold the nine nuclear-armed states, the United States, UK, Russia, France, China, Israel, India, Pakistan, and North Korea, accountable for violating international law by failing to respect their nuclear disarmament obligations under the 1968 Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty and customary international law. From 1946 to 1958, the Marshall Islands, a tiny island nation in the Pacific, was used by the United States as a nuclear bomb testing area. During the 12-year period, 67 nuclear weapons were detonated. The health, environment, and culture of the people have been harmed and continue to be harmed by the tests. Tony DeBrum, former Marshall Islands Foreign Ministry and co-agent in the cases, said, quote, "I have seen with my very own eyes nuclear devastation, and know with conviction that nuclear weapons must never again be visited upon humanity. Nuclear weapons are a senseless threat to survival, and there are basic norms that compel those who possess them to pursue and achieve their elimination. This is the subject of legal action by my country at the International Court of Justice," end quote. Because they accept the compulsory jurisdiction of the ICJ, the UK, India, and Pakistan are appearing before the court this week. The other countries have chosen to ignore the cases. The UK case differs from the cases against India and Pakistan in that the UK is a party to the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty and is, therefore, bound by Article 6, which requires states to pursue negotiations, quote-unquote, in good faith to end the nuclear arms race and achieve total nuclear disarmament. The Marshall Islands contend that India and Pakistan are bound by similar obligations under customary international law. Fawn Vanderbissen, an Amsterdam attorney and co-agent for the RMI, is leading the international legal team. He said, quote, "From a legal perspective, the issues presented by these cases are ordinary ones, but a positive outcome will spectacularly change the world. We are basically asking the court to tell the respondent states to live up to their obligations under international law and to conduct negotiations leading to the required result. Nuclear disarmament in all its aspects," end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information and to receive daily ICJ reports, please visit the California-based Nuclear Age Peace Foundation at wagingpeace.org.